And now, please welcome to the stage our MCs for the evening, Ethelina Khan and Bella DeBall.
Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Thursday, May 28, 2015. Last night, 600 people packed the sold-out ballroom at the Palm Springs Renaissance Hotel for the second annual Queen of the Desert, a Southern California lip-sync competition benefiting Desert AIDS Project. It was a really fabulous, spectacular time. I'm looking through the program right now. At any rate, in this episode, I bring you, it's hard to bring you the entire lip-syncing performance, but I do bring you some of the highlights, including the introduction of the fabulous co-MCs, Bella DeBall and Ethelina Khan. And I bring you the introduction of all of the contestants, an important speech by Desert AIDS Project CEO David Brinkman. And then, of course, I bring you all of the winners when they're announced. It's a fun, energetic, exciting program that you'll hear after this.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch. Scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift store. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, those people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAidsProject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show. Celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And welcome back to my coverage of the second annual Queen of the Desert, a Southern California lip-sync competition benefiting Desert AIDS Project. Here is the first portion of the show, featuring the introduction of the co-MCs and a great speech by David Brinkman and some other surprises right now.
Hi everyone, I'm Bella DeBall, one of the co-MCs at this year's Queen of the Desert pageant benefiting Desert AIDS Project, coming Wednesday, May 27th at the Renaissance Hotel. At the second annual Queen of the Desert pageant, celebrity judges and all of you fabulous people in the audience will be checking out all the contestants from bottom to top, checking out their legs, their heels, their jewelry, their hairdo, their makeup, their entertainment, their talent, their singing, their dancing, everything.
Hi, I'm Dottie Dubois.
And I'm Ma Chapeau. And of course, we are the Dame du Soleil. Dottie, have you noticed? The calendars are in bloom again.
Well, they certainly are. And you know what that means, Maude?
It means the second annual Queen of the Desert contest is coming up. And you'll want to be there. There's going to be fabulous drag queens doing fabulous numbers and truly fabulous judges.
And I will be passing judgment that night.
Hello, darling. I'm Crystal Champagne. I'm one of 6 contestants performing at the Renaissance Hotel supporting the Desert AIDS Project. I am known for being the Lady of Distinction. Like Adam Lambert, I am here for your entertainment.
My name is Beyonce, and I'm here to be crowned Miss Queen of the Desert. Everybody knows that I'm the Latina of the desert. Everybody should vote for me because I'm in this for a very positive reason. It has nothing to do with me gaining anything from it. It has to do with others gaining from this. That's my whole purpose of competing in this competition.
My name is Jayla D. Fox, and I am ready to perform, to entertain, and have a gay old time. I am known for my kookiness. I'm definitely campy and crazy and full of comedy, so of course you're going to want to vote for me as your fan favorite. You are cordially invited to attend the second annual Miss Queen of the Desert pageant.
I am Jasmine Simone, and I am one of 6 competitors for Queen of the Desert. I'm most known for my high-energy dance numbers, but I can also give a little elegance. I am new, fresh. I'm extremely talented. I could give a lot.
Hi, my name's Lola, and I'm contestant number 5 for Queen of the Desert. You should vote for me because not only have I been a client of the Desert AIDS Project for 10 years, I just love the organization and all that they do for our community. Please come to the Desert AIDS Project Queen of the Desert pageant on May 27th.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Melissa Stratman, and I'm one of the contestants for the Queen of the Desert pageant. I've been entertaining for 33 years, and with the background and experience that I have, I think I can sure do a good job for the Desert AIDS Project. I want you to come to the Renaissance Hotel May 27th to see the Queen of the Desert pageant, because that's what we're here to do, is to raise money for Desert AIDS Project.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ethelina Cannon, and I'm one of your legendary co-hosts for this year's Queen of the Desert. I am so excited to be hosting with Bella DeBall, and I'm thrilled to be a part of the second annual Queen of the Desert pageant. The evening gowns and the comedy numbers and the dance numbers. And I know all of these ladies personally, and I'm so excited they're all here and they're all donating their time and effort and money to the DAP.
I'm Steve Hanke with Desert Sun Media Group, and DAP called and asked if I would be a celebrity judge for this year's Queen of the Desert. I think the best queen has a lot of heart, a lot of talent, but best of all, a sense of humor that makes other people feel included and welcomed in our community. I heard last year the judges left really big shoes to fill.
I'm Stephen Michael. I am the choreographer and I'm also a judge for the Queen of the Desert pageant for 2015 happening at Renaissance Hotel here in Palm Springs, May 27th. And we're looking for a good time. There's six contestants and they're really ready to have a great time and show you what they're made of and how they can represent the DAP Desert Ace Project as well as Palm Springs.
And now, please welcome to the stage our MCs for the evening, Ethelina Can and Bella DeBall.
For coming and giving your money to a much-needed cause for the DAP.
Special welcome to all of you people, especially those way in the back, halfway to Rancho Mirage and Desert Hot Springs.
Can you see us way back there? Yes? Are we sparkly enough and with our hair thick enough? Way back there, cheek seats. I feel for you, honey, I feel.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's thank the six contestants and our fabulous sponsors tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jayla DeFox.
Melissa Stratman.
Jasmine Simone Estelar.
Fabianza.
Miss Lola!
And Crystal Champagne!
And let's give a big thanks to all of our sponsors this evening.
They include Azul Alibi!
The Copa!
Desert Primary Care!
The Desert Sun!
Hunters!
Maximum security, because you always want to be safe.
Or the jewels and the big hair.
Yes.
Toucan!
Alexander Events!
TV Independent!
The Desert Daily Guide!
And the Gay Desert Guide!
Icon Presentation,
Live Magazine,
the Renaissance Hotel, ladies and gentlemen,
and the Standard Magazine. Let's hear for all the sponsors.
And
before we get on to the nuts and bolts and the legs and the wigs and the music, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for our reigning Queen of the Desert, Champagne Sellers! Give her the spotlight.
We're ready. I think we're ready.
Y'all ready out there?
Are you ready?
Let's count down. One, two, three. And now, let's meet the contestants and the judges!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2015 Queen of the Desert Lip Sync Competition benefiting Desert Ace Project featuring Jayla. Yeah.
Melissa, Jasmine, Fabiance, Lola, and Crystal. And our judges tonight, Raimundo Balthazar, Maude Chapeau, Dottie Dubois, Stephen Hanke, and Stephen Michael. Please welcome to the stage the Desert Edge Project CEO, Mr. David Brinkman.
All right. Good evening, everybody. What a way to open up and launch the second annual Queen of the Desert competition. Right? I mean, we just started the show and we have already seen four legends of the Coachella Valley, and we are just getting started. Thank you to the always fabulous Dottie and Maude of La Dame de Soleil. They are enshrined in the waiting room of the clinic at DAP in homage to the well over $1 million they have raised for Desert Age projects over the years. Who better than Dottie and Maude to join our panel of judges this evening? They will take their places along Raimundo Balthazar of Project Runway. And our friend from the Desert Sun, Mr. Stephen Hinke. And tonight's pageant producer and choreographer, Mr. Stephen Michael. And what about those lovely MCs for the evening? Bella DeBall is one of those people. We see her everywhere, all the time. Bella never says no to a great cause in our valley, including DAP, and we love her. Let's hear it for Bella DeBall. Bella's co-host for the evening is the gorgeous Ethelina Chan. And she was last year's Queen of the Desert fan favorite. For all of you who were here last year, you'll know why. That girl was fierce. And you've already gotten a little taste of this year's contestants in the opening number. I wish all the judges good luck. I think you have your work cut out for you. You need to decide amongst these six contestants. I know I said six, but there really was a seventh contestant who wanted to be here tonight. But I had to put my foot down and tell her absolutely not. For those of you who've not met my sister before, this is Lisa Brinkman. I don't like to talk too much about her. She made a brief appearance at the La Dame de Soleil show a couple of years ago, and ever since, she's been pestering me to get back up on this stage. Sorry, folks, but I had to say, you show off, Lisa Brinkman. No more stage time for you. So the judges, you won't need to worry about finding the winner out of seven contestants tonight. But the rest of you will need to decide who is going to be the fan favorite. Now, this is really important, everyone. I hope that you will all participate tonight and that you will vote for your fan favorite. Even if the judges do not pick your queen, by voting tonight, you have a chance to ensure that somebody from this audience goes home the fan favorite. So right now, if you all look on your tables, you'll see the fan favorite ballot. There's enough for everyone at your table. There's suggested amounts on the ballot, but you can choose any amount. If you give $20, that's 20 votes for your queen. If you give $100, that's 100 votes for your queen. The more you donate, the more likely that you'll earn the admiration of your queen, and not to mention the gratitude of everyone at Desert Aid Project. Because that money not only helps determine our fan favorite, but it goes to supporting all the medical care and social services that we provide to 2,200 members of our community. So please fill out your ballot. If you want more than one, let us know. I'll bring you ballots all night long. So I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and let's get on with the show. David, don't run away. We have to get a photo of you by your picture here.
Now, what was her name again, by the way?
She went to Alaska. She's working on a fishing boat.
But what's her name in Alaska?
They call it Butchie. Did you forget to turn it around, or am I supposed to do that? I don't know. Let's put her out. Somebody's going to get this on Facebook. I know it.
Now, is that a silent auction item? I believe it should be, if it isn't. That, honey.
Ethelina, you're causing nothing but problems, but if it raises money for our Desert Aid Project, we can auction it off. Move that. Let's get you up by the poster, David. Yes. Get up there. Create that pose, honey.
We're going to take a photo with Butchie, right?
There we go. Work it, honey. Let me peek
those
around here. Here we go.
Those lights
touched
up, right, Barbara?
Those are the real deal. Don't you think you should reenact that tonight, Ethelina?
No,
we could dress him in the back.
Say so.
This has gone on quite enough. It's not about me. It's about the queen tonight. Thank you all.
That's
let's hear for David.
Thank you, David. Such a good
sport. David. And the lovely Marina Mack removing the poster.
Thank you, Marina. God bless.
One of our lovely contestants from last year and one of our stage managers this year.
Yes.
You know, it's getting close to entertainment time. Tell them what's going to happen, girl.
It is. So if any of you do not know, these girls have been asked to do two numbers. One is in the comedic category, which means you all should laugh. If you don't, they have failed severely. The second category is either a high energy or dramatic number. So is there Kleenex on the table? I think that there might be a tearjerker back there or two. But anyway, so that's what the judges are critiquing on. So, and there is no specific order. So you might see a funny, you might see a cry, and you might see, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack. How is she dancing so fast in those heels? Yeah.
It's going to be all mixed up, and we want you to cheer and applaud and get into the booth. Can you do that? But, you know, Ethelina, before we do that, first of all, you're exquisite. Work the runway.
Well,
spin it, girl.
Thank
spin
you.
It. Own
I
it. Thank spin
you.
It.
You know,
let's hear for Ethelina.
The number, you know.
Looking fabulous.
Well, thank you, and so are you.
Thank you, darling.
We're almost matching. We didn't even plan this.
Yes, baby.
It's like
straight it, work it, run it. Big hair, long legs.
I know.
Cool.
I knew I had to get big hair to co-host with you, honey.
Hello.
Big hair in the desert.
Yeah,
hello.
We're ready. Whenever you.
Oh, they're
girl.
Ready. We go. Oh, they're
in other
ready.
Words, they want
oh, see how they are. See how they are.
And I'll be back in a moment after this break with an announcement of all the winners, and you'll get to hear what prizes they were awarded as well. Well, they were all given trophies, but you'll get to hear the different categories of the winners after this. Did you know I'm an author?
At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, boys. Why don't you come out here, boys? Come on down. We have a special guest you can help on stage. Come on down here. If you please go down to the steps. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a very special guest, Karen Caldwell, the CEO from Desert Regional Medical. Hello, my dear. Oh, I have to spin this skirt, girl. I love skirts work. Get on it. There we go. This beautiful young lady has an announcement to share with all the hundreds and hundreds here.
Well, thank you very much. And I know that we're about to ask the audience to help us with their support for Get Tested Coachella Valley. And as the CEO of Desert Regional Medical Center, I want to do my part. I think all of you know that Desert Regional Medical Center has been there for the community since the very beginning of the HIV epidemic, and we will be there until the end. Bella, I would like to start this out by making the donation on behalf of Desert Regional Medical Center to DAP for Get Tested Coachella Valley. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you help her down, please, boys? Thank you for your lovely donation. Carolyn Caldwell, CEO of Desert Regional. And one other quick, fun announcement. On the back of your programs on your table, be sure to notice that the big midsummer dance party is coming up in just a few months, Saturday, July 25th. It's a 1950s theme, 8 p.m. to midnight. This year it's at the Palm Springs Pavilion. You can buy general admission tickets. You can buy VIP tickets. Check it out, buy your tickets, support Desert Age Project, and let's party! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage all of tonight's Queen of the Desert contestants. Wasn't that fabulous, ladies and gentlemen?
Look at all these gorgeous ladies! Woo! Oh, are you guys ready for the final exciting announcement of the evening?
No? Should we take another intermission?
I think we should take another break.
Yeah, let's go bowling for a little bit.
Does anybody want us to read some more fan favorite ballads?
Oh, we're just kidding.
Kidding!
Let's see, should we go on the corner someplace, or should we go up right here?
Well,
let's get
I
up
think,
closer.
Honey, we'll just do right here. Oh, yeah!
Come on, boys, come on up
come
here.
Come on, trophy boys. Yes!
Look at them. We have about a dozen awards here, beautifully engraved and etched plaques, and a lovely crown tiara, a
gift basket,
and all sorts of treasures.
You and the crown.
Should we get going?
I think so. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first beautiful contestant winning a gorgeous award tonight, called the Dazzler,
yes.
Crystal Champagne.
Yes.
Congratulations, my dear.
Next up, we have the award for Funny Bone. Not that kind of bone, people. And that goes to Jalen DeFox, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Another fabulous award from all these beautiful contestants up here. Our Showstopper Award, Jay Beyonce!
Yay!
We got over here, girl.
What do we got next? What do we have next? All right, next we have Miss Personality, and that is going to Melissa Stratman, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, Stratman. Take a walk.
Congratulations, Melissa. Our next award, Dress to Thrill, Lola!
Yay, Lola! Congratulations. All right, the next award is the original, which goes to Crystal Champagne. Now, I just want to let you know that both of your titles will be engraved on here. There's no need for two awards, but they're both going to be on here. You know what I mean? Budget cut.
Turn the page over, on the back side.
Yes, on the back side.
Our next fabulous award for the fierce and flawless, Jasmine Simone!
All right, and next up, we have the talent, which goes to Melissa Stratman! Once again, we'll put both of those on the same award.
Ladies and gentlemen, aren't they all fabulous? And our next award, this was voted on by all of you lovely guests and people who made donations online in honor of their favorite contestant or contestants. And the winner of the fan favorite, Jasmine Simone! Congratulations. And thank you to everybody for all your wonderful donations, your
yes,
sponsorship.
You dug deep and we appreciate it, and so does the DAP.
For buying tickets and sponsorship of tables and all the fabulous support you give year round. Well, it's time.
It's time. Let's just go right over here. Yeah. How's that? Yes.
Ladies y'all ready?
The new queen of the desert
is
Jasmine Simone!
I hope you've enjoyed my exclusive coverage of Queen of the Desert, a Southern California lip sync competition benefiting Desert AIDS Project. For more information, check out desertaidsproject.org. Until next time, I'm Nicholas Snow.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at nicholassnowlive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag #NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.